Well, okay, let's put Explorer to work, so we can play around with some of the features I just told you about. If you recall, an underlined word or phrase is called a link, and clicking on it displays a new document. I'm going to move the mouse pointer to the Hollywood Online link. Notice that the mouse pointer changed to a hand. This happens whenever the mouse pointer is on a link. It's a handy feature, especially since not all links appear as underlined words. During our simulation, however, the mouse pointer will change to a hand only when we're working directly with a link. When you work with your real Explorer program, you'll see the mouse pointer change every time you move it to a link. Now, look down in the status bar. Explorer is telling us where the link will take us. Explorer refers to links as shortcuts. It displays the name of the document, followed by the address of the internet computer storing the document. Look this over, then click the link. I'm going to take some liberties in the world of simulation now and slow down the process of linking to the new image. That way I can show you some things that generally happen when you link somewhere. First, notice that the picture of the E here has become animated. This tells us that the Explorer is in the process of accessing the page we linked to. The status bar has also sprung to life. It's telling us various things, such as that it's finding the website, connecting to it, and waiting for a reply. Now, it's transferring the text and pictures that make up the web page. This indicator tells us how much of the current piece of text or picture has been transferred. I think this page is just about loaded. As soon as the stop button in the toolbar turns gray, we'll know the page is done. There. Explorer has finished transferring the page, as evidenced by the status bar message. Notice also that the e-picture has stopped moving, and the stop button is no longer red. The address box contains the URL of the new page, and the title bar contains the name of the page. Look all this over, and then click when you're ready to continue.